What does a hatam made up on him? He doesn't get her. He may leave a get ready for her, but he doesn't get her. Rather than be over them chayrim, against giving a get balkorcho, it's preferable to be over them chayrim against polygamy, against two wives. Those are the Isha Lishta.
Well, which is better?
It's better to be over the Isha Lishta. The reason for it is because the Mechaba later maintains that today the Dat Chayrim is not valid at all. By the way, the Mechaba himself didn't hold from the Chayrim because he was a Sephardi, and the Sephardim didn't accept the Dat Chayrim to begin with.
And but the Chayrim of Megarish, the Balkor, had they accepted
him? I don't think so. I just didn't accept the Chayrims of Venegas. Venegas, you know, was the Franco-German area. And he was the Spanish, the Spanish, Spain, and Israel, that was all a different minhag. However, the Mechaba was aware of the Chayrim, and he's talking about those who are observing. So he says that today, after the Elevach Mishi terminated in 1240, that Chayrim, today we have.
Why he made the good.
Today we have Hayalok, Ushra Meir. The boy Mishan. Alright. The Chayrim was put out, let's say, Abadiyah Bontan, which was 240 years before the Elif terminated. That Elif. The Elif Hachmish. In other words, in the year 1240, that's when the Elevashishi started. According to one version, the Chayrim of Benegeshen was limited. Which Chayrim? The Chayrim of the Loisefi Shalishta, a polygamy. Which means after that, there's no Chayrim at all. According to that story, today we don't have a Chayrim.
How did that happen?
We
say at the end of the 1,000 years
that came out. The Chayrim was only a temporary Chayrim. After the end of the 5,000.
Who said it was a Benegashim?
No, the Elder tradition that a Benegashim limited that Chayrim to that time. And after that, the Chayrim should not be, we live up to it anyway, because of Minik, or whatever it is, but not because the Chayrim is in full force. Masha Inkin, the Chayrim against Balkoch, that he didn't limit, and that extent, we've seen to this day.
But if it'd be Dasi Hudas, then you wouldn't be allowed to have Hetam Erebon. You'd have to, because you would be going against continuous guest.
Now, that's what I want to say this much. When we have, for example, today, Shizever Al Das, we went quite considerably, they're making, they have trouble. For example, the woman doesn't want to take a gift, not because she really wants it. She wants his money, she wants something else. You know, she dictates, not, she doesn't want him actually. She doesn't want him to gain the yard, as you know what that expression means. Yeah, okay. In that case, we send her an azmona to come to a bakery. And show her even. All right. In other words, he has kindness, she has kindness. Let's hear, let the beggar hear the kindness. And then we'll be able in a position to judge whether who's right. But usually a woman like that just throws out the invitation and then ignores it. So you send her a second azmona and a third azmona. And if she is so persistent that after 3 azmonas she refuses to make a showing in Bezin, and she's a better soldat, in that case, he is justified to get a Heter Meir upon her. Not a get Balkorcha, but a Heter Meir upon her.
And is it hard to get Meir upon him, a Heter?
No, the Meir upon him, give him a Heter.
Why does he runs around to Meir upon him?
Yeah, that's the whole procedure, but a Heter Meir upon him is the whole procedure.
True, that's right.
We take 3 dayanim. I mean, one, of course, writes out the tshuva with the help of the other 3 rabbanim, 3 rabbanim. In other words, the tshuva has to be signed by 3 rabbanim. The reasons why he is entitled to get a hetter meir upon him.
And then he goes around.
And then we start, either he goes around, or it's mailed out, and if you get another 97 Rabbonim signed, that they agree with that.
So wait, who's the Rav? I mean, who do you send it to? Anyone who has smicha in your day? I mean, he gets it?
Oh, it's here, who writes? Who's the Rabban? I go to Shire. The Rabban of Yehuda came out with a cool. You don't need really Rabban, Simon Mushmokha. Atan Mekocha,
man. Atan
Mekocha. So that the Chaim Soloveitchik said he meant a cool, it's a chumre, because it's much easier to get on the okay. Anyway, I'll go back to that. In that binyan is a big binyan there. Let's discuss our objective, your objective. Do you want to continue that way?
If you want to read more inside,
I don't think anybody wants to get there. Okay.
What should we be doing here, Baisa? What do you want? You want to read more?
See, someone prepared ahead, that's wonderful. But then in that case, you can ask me and we can clear a lot of other things. Yeah.
It sounded very difficult.
It sounded very
difficult. It sounded very difficult. A number of minyanim which we can understand. Yeah.
Because they're new to you, never heard
of them. No, it's not a question of that. It's like wasn't clear. For example, this question of Mumin. Mumin. Down Mumin.
Yeah. Yeah, he just asked me Mumin. The deal by Mumin, the mission Ksubis, that one of the Tanoi Ksubis is, you don't have Ksubis, but we have a Mishnah. Whichever you have, it's because it's a mission, it's all missions. The Mishnah maintains,
very good mission.
The Mishnah maintains if a person didn't write certain parts of the Tnoi Ksubi, nevertheless they're valid, because this is Tnoi Ksubi. Tnoi Ksubi is it's as if it's written in it, even if it's not written in it. So the Mishnah says, if you didn't write in by a Yisrael, if in case you are Nishbis, in case you are captured, abducted,
yeah.
That's what they used to do. They used to take I mean, we hear it today too, but then it was quite a frequent thing.
Yeah.
That they would abduct a woman and then dictate so much and so much money. And then, if it's not too exorbitant, I mean, if they ask such a sum, but she can't sell everything, you won't have that amount. But if it's more or less what they charge for these cases, so it has pidyon shvuim. But no, pidyon shvuim is if you don't have, you collect from everybody, general people, men. But a woman, the husband is supposed is mechuyev to redeem her and take her back as his wife, unless she's a kohanet. He's a kohen. If he is a kohen, he's not allowed to live with her. He has to redeem her, and Adrinoch Limdonosich, I will send you back to your Medina. So, now this is as long as he is married to her. But if he is already divorced, then there is no din of a deal. I'm just going to look for the mission, but I'm going to say, I don't remember the dam. So I usually look up the Mishnah, because these are famous missions, you know.
As well, I don't understand.
Yeah.
If he's divorced from her, he's got no chiyuv at all. He's got no chiyuv. What's the half of
me? No chiyuv. The shayla is here, that if he already divorced a Bal Korcho and Apidin Taureh, the get is like, so he's put from Pinyin Shvuim. Pinyin Shvuim as long as she's his wife.
Uh-huh.
But as long as if he already divorced her, now the Shaila is, even let's say that in nowadays, when a Chemda Ben Egeshin, he can divorce. He wants to divorce her, but he can't divorce her.
Mm-hmm.
So the Shaila is, does he remain obligated to redeem her? That's the shayla.
If he gave a balcony.
Machlekes Rabbi Ram Daraita. If he wants to divorce her. Yeah. Or, for example, here's another case. In another sim, in Sim Kutazvov, there's a shaila, for example, she's very sick. That's the foolish part, like Mizrainis. He has to, doctor bills, everything has to pay for it. But if it's a choyle oruch, which means there's no way out, I mean, she's going to be sick, especially in those days, there's no, she can never be cured. In that case, he's entitled to divorce her, give her ksuba, and put her.
What does it mean that ksuba? What is tonight ksuba is a raposa? So why
that raposa, as long as she is his wife. But if he divorces her, she's not his wife.
Before he divorces her.
Yes,
they had to give a get bal korcha.
Well, according to that Torah, he could give her a get.
Right.
So now, if she is sick, she took sick, she had an accident. And that accident takes, let's say, a year or two to be cured. But after the year, she will be cured. And the accident happened to her while she was still married to him. Consequently, he is duty-bound to cover all the expenses.
Right.
But if she contracted the disease, which is, you can live years and have that disease, and he doesn't want to be bound to her with that disease. So the halacha is he could set aside a certain amount. We'll soon get that to it. Send down a machaba, and he could give her the get. Now here it seems the Maramor says no, and the Amor makes reference to Simon Ayin,
right,
that it's not so. So they make that distinction.
But
it's Koyle Orech or they're not Koyle Orech. We'll come to it. We'll come to that distinction. About that, I have to remind myself, which that's it. It's not fine. The recording doesn't. But this is the way. If I don't remember, but as long as I remember, it's a Mishnah. I can easily find the place on the Perush HaMishnah. Perush HaMishnah gives it the dump. You know where it is. The Mishnah. It's not the one. I didn't mean that one. Yeah. Anyway, as I told you, this is what the Mishnah discusses.
So that's called Mumin?
Mumin. Mumin is another thing. So that's the Shaila. We'll soon get to that Ramah and we'll discuss it in more detail. All right?
Yeah.
But we'll start with Siv. I wanted just to give you the Mishnah about pigeon shvuim, pigeon that is if she was captured. I don't know. All right.
No.
He wants this. And yet,
oh boy. It's a famous mission. One mission after the other is all the demon there. So the mission says like this. Like Kosov Lak Subi, nevertheless, the Surah of the Messiah on the morning, Mipne, Shehus Nadez. So even if they were not writing like Subi, that goes on. Kosov Lak, so the Shalman, that's another item. So it's an Orange of the Messiah, so it's not Desert. Like Kosov Lak here. Like Kosov Lak, if he didn't write for her, Intestaboy Afrikino, if you will be abducted, then I will redeem you. V'azvinach li le'enta, I will take you back as my wife. U'pikahanes adrinach li denosich. That's what I used to write in the Ksuba. And if he didn't, nevertheless, Chai, shouldn't I be? So this is it. So that's a din when she's still married to him, when she was abducted while she was married. But if he already divorced her, and then she's abducted, then he is caught her, stays with her. And this is what the Ramah discussed, the Mechaber Ramah discussed it. Full Sungan, I come to it.
She was divorced by Kocha, you were talking about.
All right, Bal Kocha, I think the Api Alocha, Api Din, he could divorce Bal Kocha.
Yeah.
So she's divorced, she's not his wife anymore.
So
why should it be in the
Mechaber
anymore?
So what's that?
So the Chiyuv, Pidyon Shvuyim, doesn't apply.
Well, what's apply? Anything applies to her. I know it. I don't understand. What's the half a minute? Nothing will apply.
Well, I'll tell you what the half a minute. Takedez and Machlekes, for example, according to us, he passed lechem the benegation. He can't divorce about Kolcha.
Yeah.
So the Shaila is, but he wants to divorce about Kolcha. What is it? His fault? He wants the divorce.
Uh-huh.
And she refuses to cooperate. And then she is abducted. After the Chataini, why should I be penalized because of Benigerichin? Well, Benigerichin, you can't divorce her. But to force me to pay, that's already additional Chiyuvim, Chiyuvim Mami. So there's a Machlek, and Machlek is Rishayin. And we'll have that, we'll have it right there. Okay?
Yeah, because I know there's a Rabbi Kibbeta reports that if he wants to divorce your wife and she wants to forget, you don't have to sell Shiva for her if she dies.
That's another. The din is, if he divorced her, he doesn't sit shiva.
No, if he hasn't divorced her, but he wants to
divorce her. That's it. That's the Arashal, I think. Arashal maintains, if he wanted to divorce her, but she refuses to cooperate, he can divorce her. But as far as he's concerned, he doesn't live with her. She's not his wife anymore. Mamish. I mean, officially, theoretically, because she didn't get a get, she's still his wife, because of having a benegation. So that's the shayla, whether he has mechoy ba'avelis or not. He's also not. That's a shayla. They have a lot of shayla that accrue from that. Okay, let's go over Sivov. We'll get to that part, we'll discuss it. Yochla gash b'loy daita. That's the machaber. Machaber doesn't hold from lechem rabbeinu. Although he mentions it, we'll soon mention it. Hago. Vafile ein lo l'shalem lo haksuba undun yoso. In other words, he owes her a lot of money for the ksuba, and he doesn't have the money to come across. Nevertheless, says the Mechaber Ramah, from the viewpoint of the Mechaber, that he could divorce a Bal Korcho, he can divorce a Bal Korcho and owe her that money. Let her call him to Adin Torah. Elet is Gadish, v'titve oisoi, Masha Chayevlo. That's the halachi from Machaber. That's the halacha from Machaber. Avol Rabbeinu Gershon Hechrim Shaloi Legareish Isha Shaloi Medaito. Im loy shavr al das, kmo shon zvalal sim kuf tesva. No, if she is over al das, then he can divorce her by kol. Va fil him right the little no, ki hak sube en le gashe bez manazel shlo im daita. Even his rich is wealthy, he wants to pay her everything, but if she doesn't agree, he can divorce her. Over the gira shor bal korcha bez manazel, he violated that cherem. So, and on that basis, Venetius, then she remarried. As soon as she remarried, then she forfeited her refusal. Then it is with her consent. It's ein shuv ein ish nikra avaya.
And up to that point, he wasn't avaya.
Up to that point, he was an avaya. A balavera can be mitzar of him.
What if he got married? It's no problem.
Well, he's allowed.
Polygamy,
whatever it is, it's about me no problem. He's an avarian, that's all. So, what can we do if a man marries two women? Is there a family against him? What can we do?
But we said the
chayram
was up. That's
chayram. Yeah, but we're talking from the viewpoint that it's still, we still follow it, that's all. We'll soon come, we'll soon discuss a little more. Girsha midaito v'nim sipsul begin is yohla hatafa galsha balkolcha. Then he could, once he divorced with her consent, but the get turned out to be apostle, and he is afraid to tell her it's possible. Because once then he senses that she is going to say, oh, I'm not divorced. I don't want to divorce. I don't want to cooperate with you. Yeah. In that case, as long as he doesn't tell her, he can give her another paper, and then after she has it in her hand.
Is when he knows it's possible?
It, but yeah, they discovered the get was a possible get.
After
they gave her the get, he gave her the get. So they found out the Rabbanim. But she didn't find out. This is what the Knesset HaGdolah, they bring in the quote, the Shmur, the Knesset HaGdolah maintained.
Let's see these things again.
If he went and divorced her, I'll get here.
Knesset HaGdolah said he came to the Maram Mint. What is that?
He went and divorced the Shloim Yedaita. It's
Shalei Medaita, well, that's it. That's what I'm going to discuss. That is the get I get from the Ramor. It seems it is a get because Ramor says you can't. If she remarried, how did she remarry? The get is no get.
Right, it
had Mashma. So the get is valid. The other maintain that it's not valid.
Then he would need a new get.
Then, of course, he would need a new get. Or the Chola Pochet.
So how could she have gotten married? If we shall over there.
Sure, all right, so there are more. In other words, those who had maintained that way differ with the Ramo. Differ with the Ramo. There's no question that this halach, which the Ramo quotes from the Kolboy, implies that the get is valid.
But the question I wanted to ask is, how did you do tshuva for this?
Why? Well, he has to obtain her consent, her mechile.
Well, that if she gives an appeal, that means she accepts the guest.
All right.
But what if she says no and no and no?
And she keeps saying that there's no. Then you can't do. What is the din now before Yom Kippur if a person has to be a mafais and all averes is noichel except averes benodim la chavera? Actually, if I says chavera, and what is the chavera doesn't want to have an appeal?
For 3 times.
So we say 3 times.
It says 3 times. All right, but if the Chaver maintains he injured him, he made him lose a lot of money, and on that basis he doesn't want to give him, so pay me for the loss of, say he's
but
entitled.
She
doesn't want, all right. Listen, he does it the same as before Yom Kippur, man. But he is not allowed to remarry unless she remarries. If she remarries on that basis, then he ceases to be an avaria. And he is also allowed to remarry, but not before that.
He's not allowed to get married. Is he allowed to? So what's he possible for at that point?
Balavera is possible. It is possible.
Minyan.
I mean, you don't mean a cherem is in bechano. It can't be mitzar of him. So Asharia, but he's allowed to sit in his daladamas. A person who is in a cherem, and not only he is in a cherem. But the Mesada get and the Seif and the Edom who cooperated with him and they knew it's Bal Korcha. If they didn't know, then it's... But if they knew it's a trick or something, you know, they're all in Kherim. That's the Kherim that's been engaged.
You put them in Kherim?
All of them. They're automatically in
Kherim. If she later consents...
Then so the Kherim removes.
What about the Edom?
Everything.
Everybody
is doing it. If he ceases to be a Vatican, certainly they are.
Well, can I understand this a little better here?
Yeah.
If she knew that the get was possible.
Once she knew the baby first, then the get is as if it never took place. It never took place.
Why is he allowed to give a get Bar Kochi?
It's not Bar Kochi. He's afraid to tell her because she may back out of her consent.
So
as long as she didn't officially back out, he may have every right to assume that her consent stands.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, if he gives another get, would you say, I don't want that, really got a get, why are you wasting my time with it? I don't
know that. Not a question.
Put it in her hand.
It gives her the hand, it gives her...
No, she's got to get any dice
for this. No, the second get.
She
has it, you say this is a get because the first one was supposed to. So she starts making a give out, listen, who gave you the right to... That's it, you gave me originally the right, and we did go through it, so only found up soon. So forget about it.
In other words, it would be a mice in the basement where they would have a problem.
Yeah.
So they're afraid of the
that she may back together, out. Yeah.
They would give her a...
They would give her another document, that's an official document from the court. And now, once she has it in her hands, and the Edom, of course, are there.
Yeah.
Edom is here, and they have to be. And she has to know. Otherwise, if she doesn't know it's a get, then it's Mashal Echet. The Shilcha Mebesa, Pratlam Mishalcho, the Chazeret Mebesa. If she wouldn't know it.
She has to know what the get means, meaning that she could know it after she received it.
After she received it. And Mish also, Mishnah Gitin, as long as she holds it in her hand, and he tells her this is a get. That's it.
Well, yeah. But if she's really, let's say she's really upset and like he gives her the get, yeah. she says the get and she immediately throws it out of her hand. So you see.
Yeah, the second, the first get, that fucker would not be valid.
No, but the second get, even.
The second, as long as she cooperated with the first get, and she didn't beferish, refuse, but she gave every indication. You know, a woman starts complaining and. I should never have consented in the way, you know. So you're afraid to tell her. You tell her she's going to refuse again.
Yeah.
So in that case, you can fool her and give it to her, and then that's it.
That's Shlomi Daita. You don't have to learn that way in the Ramadan.
Oh, that's the Pshat, Shlomi Daita. He gives her Shlomi Daita, she doesn't know.
No, you first can say Shadi or also that, you know, that he... That
she
did not.
Oh, but the Girsho Bal Korcho is not this one. Girsho Medaito, the Nimsip should be get. Yochla Hakacha Garsho Bal Korcho. That's all.
You don't have to say that.
So Bal Korcho, and then, yeah, so Bal Korcho would mean even if she knows and refuses, so the Knesset Agdele. And I have the Be'etul quotes it. Yeah, the Be'etul quotes him. But it's also here. Huh? What do you say?
I don't
even know
the
thing. Shivanishim, Yolgashim, Balkorcho, but it's Zion. Oh, that's in Be'etul. Well, it doesn't matter. Be'etul, but this is it. He quotes the Knesset Agdele B'Shem Aram Mint. All right. I'll go back yet and discuss a few items. יש שמרים, I just want to finish the Rama, יש שמרים, זה במקום מצווה יוכל גרש
ישו.
I did. נולדה במומן, okay. זיין לאל סייסטם מקופי זיין, הם יוכל גרש בלכור. That's a whole subject.
We like to understand it, because we didn't understand what's pshat moomin. We were two different pshat, and we couldn't understand what we were.
What do you mean? Did you look up and say Kufi Zayin?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
The last seed. It's koyfenoy salakabel get the engelzem shum takonis habeni getshim, because we can't be mechayed him to live with a woman who is that seriously ill.
Why is this separated from the question of hoila or shota, whatever you want to call? Why is this halacha separate?
Oh, so the shay is that he needs to have a mer abonim. Is that what you ask?
Yeah.
Oh. That's another thing. Well, the idea is that certain cases where the Bnei Geshem didn't make that takona, the fetish, he didn't make the takona in every case.
But
he made the takona with a heta merabon. He himself made it. He made that way out. But he demanded the heta merabon.
Was the Bnei Geshem made that halacha that he had to make a bun?
Yeah, when they made, he and the Rabbonim and his of his door, when they made that chayrim, they anticipated a case like this where she's a shaita. You know, she's in a hospital, a mental hospital, and there is no and the doctors gave up, and it doesn't seem as if she'll ever get back to her sanity. So in that case, why have him ruin the rest of his life? Happy dinner, Teddy, he is alive. The other way around, unfortunately, we can't help the woman if the man goes berserk and he is institutionalized. Mm-hmm. Because the Torah, now, what can we do? She's an HSC. A woman is not allowed. No,
I mean, I know there's a whole thing. There's Rav, not long ago, had a whole book about this. Mm-hmm. I forget what it is, but you could, like the Gemara says, Matkia the Kedushin or something, or
Kefir, or
Shabina Lilith, or whatever you want to. I mean, the Gemara does sometimes talk about the Matkia thing.
Yeah, but first of all, Matkia Rabbana is only. In three cases we have it mentioned, not in everything. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the conservatives came up with that heter, so if the woman refuses to cooperate with a get, they are Marki de Kedushin, and they are the Rabbana, Kina Rabbana, they are the Rabbana, Marki de Kedushin, and they are Mata have another get. Shema Shemai. What is it?
No, I mean, let's say
I'm just
saying
it's
Svara.
What do you say?
What if they have children? How could they do this?
So what is it? That doesn't affect children. Children are kosher.
Children?
Huh? So what? So what about Allah if a child is born out of wedlock? But Goyim, it's considered a mamzer, illegitimate. From our viewpoint, it's not illegitimate. The child is not a mamzer. A mamzer is only if a ma'isa chorus. But not otherwise. Come on, other bedlock is not a mamza.
It's not.
She wasn't a nida, it's not a benanida. If it became, there's in Gitan, from the base. There are din, shim pagam mishpoche. The shayla is, if you wrote the get, and you gave it to her 2 years later, he didn't give it to her. So if he didn't give it to her, she's allowed to be, she's not divorced, that's all. Mm-hmm. So when does she become divorced? When the Mesiris Aget takes place. But that's all Get Yoshin. So Get Yoshin, you know, he gives the Get a long time after the Get was written. So, and meanwhile, she may have had children. And there's a pagam on the Mishpocha. So Rashi explained, say the children are born out of wedlock. So you see, a pagam there is. Mm-hmm. It's not just like another mamzer, but a pagam there is.
But here's the pagam we had at the beginning, that he shouldn't have lived with her if he had machshava to give the get.
Yeah, that's another thing. Okay, Yagi had machshava. But he thought maybe he'll be able to clear it, arrange it, and make peace. And then he came to the conclusion it's useless. But meanwhile, she had a child.
So how are we dealing with this moment? Why are they not?
So by mumin, if the mum is a mum over, she can be cured. Well, that's a part of refuah, but she is mechuyev to spend. But if it's a mum which just cannot be cured at all, and especially there's another shaila too. If she had a disease before, he can decline her to the Gantan Kedushin Apitois. He assumed that she is well. Now, if he would stipulate Harayat Mekadeshus Almanos that the Aimbach Mumin Klal, then the Kedushin would not be valid. Mm-hmm. See? But he didn't stipulate, stop giving the Kedushin, especially he lived with her for some time, until he discovered that she was had an internal disease. Today there's a lot of cases where after they're married, sometime he discovers certain past things which she had lived through. Autotainus.
So this point over here, the Mechaber says, wrote to Lagasha, v'ein masig yit subas akoypen asal kapel aget.
Yeah, the Machaber says the same that the Ramo said here, that they cannot stop the get because
he
doesn't have
to give a get bar kocha. According to the Machaber, give back get bar kocha.
Yeah, but that's what it means. And koifen oisol kabel get. That's bar kocha.
She wants it.
That's bar kocha. What person is going to come again?
Yeah, throw it out. What do I care what she does?
Well, that's also question. Well, whichever way you say it, but that's question. That's question. Question is about Korfa. That's all. And then more so, the Ramah adds on that this halacha is valid even from the viewpoint of Rabbeinu Gershon. Because the Rabbeinu Gershon didn't make such a tekona. You know where we are now? We are now in the last seat in Kuf Yizayin. We went back to the same Kuf Yizayin.
How are we viewing these moments? It's a sickness?
It's not a sickness, but it's a moment. That's if she had an accident. And as a result, they amputated her leg, or her hand, or whatever. And they can't live with her. There's no question that this is not morally right. No question. Ethically, morally.
What if it happened? Really fat, let's say.
He made tiny.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. This is cold. We'll do another one for free.
Now it's good, and before it was too hot. So this is it. The yitain, what is it? The yitna nimtzu biyodolik suboso. Whatever he has, he gives it for the ksubis. You know, v'amoyis kishetasek yodu. Imtimo, and the kabel get, is yimne memen, the sheik suzoin, and she doesn't want to cooperate, she runs away. So, all right, you don't want to do your part, I won't do my part. And he beholds Sheikh Suzyan. Vidavke, what is that most saying? Vidavke b'mum gorl kozeh. Sheila hoi b'yi, shal yukoy from the garish medina Talmud. V'lo tikan rabbeinu gershon, sheti yo isha adifa miyish. Avu nashim shomu mehen eni yochal garish abal korcha. Avu nukom okum en koy from the sali yisino, yachad emiyiso Allah, v'lo etzal agashon. You can't force him to live with her. All right. You can't allow him to get her either. You see, there is a shayla today. Let's say the husband. There's one sheet in the Mishnah, Shem Gamliloima. If there are women good gedolim, you can force the man to divorce. She demands a get. Mumin gedolim. But Allah, I don't think he's done that. But his woman get there. Because that's how he lose both legs. That's also. Or both hands or something. That's an Indian that definitely has. Let's better go back to the... All right, yeah. I mean, you have to go back to the Ramah in Kuf Yitzhak. Now the Mamukha Mitzvah Yeshem, and did we learn that last part of the Ramah?
No.
The Bemkoim Mitzvah Yochel Garesh Ishti Bar Korcho. Oy Matir Mulal Ishti Shtei Noshim.
Okay, question is what's Mokam Mitzvah?
Yeah. Mokam Mitzvah, for example, he finds out she is Asura Lo. Let's say she was Mizana. Now if she Mizana, then she's Asura. Asura Bala, Asura Boya. So it's a Mitzvah Tei Lagarsha.
At what point does she become a Surah Lebron or Surah Boya? Do you need to aid him?
You need to aid him, and let's say if she admits that she did it.
We're not talking about if she admits that...
Now let's say there's no
aid. You don't take your Ein Odom
Oseh...
Asmoroshe means Lachayev Esatzmo Malkis Mise, but Avchiyuvim, you know. Then he can be an aid against himself. But Lagabim, other aspects, of course, a person can be Maida, and if it's Maida, then let's say a person is Maida, he does Tshuva, conscience bothers him, and as a result, We had him. We have. I think I told you yesterday.
But he, the Baal has to believe. That's another.
That's another. If she says she's Mizanah Gevesen, so the Mishnah at the end of Nevdarim points out that she, they believe her. They believe her. But then they find out that sometimes a woman wanted to get rid of her husband.
So
they made that takon, that we don't believe her unless he believes her. But the mind says, oh, sorry, he believes her.
Then it's psychological.
Then he's not allowed to live with her. Then he's not allowed to live with her. Just a second. Sometimes...
He has no trust in her.
Oh, no. Let's have this shot. Eidech has made that she was Mizanah, so Apidin, he doesn't have to believe the Eidech, and he can live with her.
I wonder, what does she say at the time?
She denied.
Uh-huh.
But the Eidech testified that she was Mizanah.
Uh-huh.
So the Eidech can be Mechayiv. What about, is he allowed to live with her? So the Aloch is like this. If he personally believed the Eidech that she was Mizanah with him, or not after, let's say he came in suddenly into his bedroom and he found another man and he has every reason to believe that that they did commit zinus. But there's no proof, you know. He's got to have proof. So as long as he believes, whether it's Eidechot or whatever reason there may be, if he believes that she is Mizanah, then he's not allowed to live with her.
Even if she denies
that. That's Ramah Kamil, even if she denies
it. This thing where Osulabal, today a lot of times where these cases occur, it comes through they hire a detective or something. So that doesn't help Cornish. He'll divorce her and she'll go and marry the boyle and you can't stop.
No, you can't stop a lot of things. But today you have Aishah Sishin, they remarried.
But I'm asking you, that kind of
thing. What can you do? This is the...
I mean, the halacha is go and marry him.
La loch, as long as there's no Edom, at least the children will not be mamzerim. You have today mamzerim because they remarry without gittin. Full of mamzerim today.
Tell me this thing of Rav Shlomo Rav Shlomo, you know what I think?
There was a mice with Rav Shlomo. There was a couple that was Bala Tshuva, and she admitted that she was Mizanah.
After they were married?
After they were married. So there were many reasons. They wanted to stay together. They didn't want to break up the marriage, but she had to be honest. So he said to the Baal, don't believe her. She said, Pasha, don't believe her. He says, I know she's an honest woman, and I'm sure she's
honest. That's exactly it. If he believes her, then he has to believe. He has to
believe that she lied.
But he does have, he has to give it a ksuba. If there are two Eidim, she loses it soon. But if she admits herself, then automatically that moment, the moment aspect, she loses, of course, if she admits. But if she doesn't admit, there's only an Eid Echot, and he believes the Eid Echot. He personally believes the Eid Echot. In that case, he has to divorce her, but Ksuba, he must pay her. There's no two Eidim.
I mean, what is very common, like, people become frum, and then they marry a Kohen, and then they come from after they get married. That's a very common thing.
Yeah. No, didn't I tell you last week? I just had it recently.
What?
About Shuvi, the both of them are about a Shuvi. And there's this other fellow now that, and he's a Kohen, and she admits that she had relations with other students in college, you know.
Good.
If it was only Eden, we'll get in discussion, but it was Kohen.
So
and
why
that's it, because it becomes a thing.
Why do they say that a Kohen has to marry a Ksuba? They only have a Kohen, only set him up with a Ksuba.
Only a Kohen Gadol, that's all.
I know, that's what I say.
No, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to have.
So if a girl was a, even had Dia with a Jew, it doesn't make a difference.
But a Jew is a Kohen. But with a Goy, absolutely boil or absolutely not
boil
or
the Goy.
That makes her a Zionist.
So we'll boil it, why not?
If you know what you're doing in the colleges, it's so rampant.
She's about
Shuvah,
shouldn't we?
And she admits that she had relations with the Goyish student.
I just want to ask a practical. You're marrying a Kohen to a Balas Tshuva.
Yeah.
Would you ask the Balas Tshuva, did you have relations with a Goy?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
You would ask?
Yeah. If she, especially if she was a student in a college. Right there in this college.
Yeah, but that's what she said. Yeah. She hasn't seen her really.
I mean, college.
Even she's in a good person because she's Jewish. A lot of times people like some, you know, they think they're Jewish, but they're not really Jewish, really. Sometimes the guy might think he's Jewish and really finds out he's Jewish.
I mean, what's his name? I have to find out.
Would we say it's as strong as they have a chazak of all being Mizana?
Yes.
Even without even asking?
No, if she's Mizana, no. If she says she retained her virginity.
If a girl